Well, as Greater Sydney residents grapple with the extended time under lockdown, the New South Wales government is consistently telling people to use their common sense to make decisions. Common sense around what is essential work, who is an essential worker, and today the Health Minister Brad Hazzard has hinted that someone could visit someone else living alone if they used common sense to keep safe. But it is sometimes observed that common sense is neither common nor sense, and one health behavioural expert is warning the approach is leaving too many critical public health decisions open to interpretation. Isabel Rowe reports.
Painting is not a job you can do from home, and so Ben, a contractor with Southwest Painters in Sydney, considers most of his work fairly essential.
You know, the bills don't stop. You're not going to stop paying bills, you know what I mean?
Southwest Painters works across the area at the centre of Sydney's COVID outbreak. But the state government has told employers in the area to make up their own mind as to whether staff must go to work or whether the job can wait. Ben is trying to do what he thinks is the right thing.
It just depends, you know, if it's a building that needs to be refurbished and ready to go. So they've kicked out their staff for the time being and they just want to get their work done and get the painters in and out. It just depends on that, you know. Based on the information, we just act as safe as we can, the social distancing and the masks and all that.
So you might be putting off some jobs, for example, if they're not super urgent right now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So if something's not, you know, urgent, just leave it with the customers. You know, a lot of customers, they do call and they say, listen, after lockdown, you know, when is after lockdown? You know, they keep extending it.
The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian's message about work has been consistent.
We're saying really think about whether the job you're undertaking is absolutely essential.
But it's not very clear. In an exchange with a journalist about a hypothetical worker at a retail business, Gladys Berejiklian struggled to convey what employees should do.
The worker can either choose to go to work, which is what his boss wants, or not go to work. What would you say to him?
I'd say look at the health orders. It says stay at home unless you absolutely have
he
to leave the house.
Work because there's no definition of what is essential and what isn't essential.
Well, the challenge is, though, which has been demonstrated, right, is that we need to make sure people are able to obtain those things very, very rarely that they need to obtain. But that is why we announced the financial package we did yesterday.
And asked whether she would provide a list of what work was essential, the Premier was adamant she wouldn't.
We've seen examples elsewhere in other jurisdictions where it amounted to absolute chaos when you try to define every single occupation.
Health literacy Professor Kirsten McCaffrey says that's not good enough.
If it's too difficult for the government to do, how on earth do they expect the community members to do it?
The University of Sydney professor says the New South Wales government can't leave important decisions to the general public.
People need clear, actionable, consistent advice and guidance about what to do. Leaving things to common sense simply doesn't work. It leaves things open to interpretation, and then people either get confused and do the wrong thing, or they can deliberately exploit the lack of clarity.
Some businesses, though, have chosen to close even when they could stay open, at least partially. Sydney bar owner Pasan Wijesina sold takeaway alcohol from his premises during last year's lockdown. But this time, he's not risking any contact between his staff and the public.
So we can just pack drinks when they're ordered and then deliver them to the venue, to the bottle shop, wherever. They then sell them there from their premises. That's a more financially stable way of doing it this time, given that there's no JobKeeper framework. It's also a bit less customer-facing / contact for us. It's a bit safer from that aspect.
From what you've seen of the New South Wales government's package this time around, mm-hmm. It's not as good as JobKeeper?
It's different. I mean, it's great that the staff are getting paid, so they are kind of looked after, but there's no real tied to the business as such.
To help people struggling during the lockdown, the New South Wales government has announced a $17.5 million mental health package, jointly funded by the federal government, including Headspace outreach services for parents and young people. Asked whether people living alone could form a bubble and visit each other during lockdown, New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard again appealed to people's common sense.
the advice has been all along the line that if you're going to someone's house for care or compassion and you're one person visiting, then it would be better to do it out in the balcony if you have a balcony, or out in the garden. Again, it's just keeping people safe. Just apply whatever you think would be the safest way to try and do it in an open-air environment.
The official public health order, however, bans all such visits unless the visitor is a carer or an intimate partner.
Isabel Rowe with that report.